Seven Israelis were killed near a West Bank settlement today as Palestinian assailants disguised as Israeli soldiers used explosives and gunfire to attack an Israeli bus. More than a dozen people were wounded in the attack, several of them severely. The army mounted a search for the gunmen. The Palestinian Authority condemned the attack, which came as efforts to restart the diplomatic process got underway in New York. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Dozens of Palestinians have died in the past 3 weeks, but this was the first lethal Palestinian attack in that period, and the staff at the Meir Hospital in Kfar Saba was back in emergency mode as the ambulances rolled up carrying the wounded. 17-year-old Hodaya Hayoun was lucky to get away with cuts in her head and leg from flying glass. Hodaya had climbed onto bus 189 in Bnei Brak near Tel Aviv for the ride back to her home in the largely ultra-Orthodox settlement of Emmanuel. Her 15-year-old sister Ruhama was beside her. They'd just completed their first day of a summer job at a shoe store. She says she was dozing when she was jolted awake by the explosion, and not long after, the pop of gunfire and the strange sight of men dressed in Israeli military uniforms firing at the bus.
All of the windows were blown away. People were bleeding. People were one on top of the other. My sister saw somebody shot in the eye and the eye coming out of its place. I got out through the rear door when the rescue team came and they had special equipment to open the door.
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Ari Merkel said it was no coincidence that the terrorist attack came just as officials from the U.S., Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations were preparing to discuss ways to bring the Israelis and Palestinians back to negotiations.
Any time that we see some chance for a progress in the peace process, and this time it's the meeting of the quartet in New York, then some Palestinians emerge and try and carry out another terror attack in order to prevent this progress. They did this when the Secretary of State came here, when various American envoys came. Unfortunately, nothing is new in the Palestinian camp. They continue with both their old terror attacks and their old rhetorics, and unfortunately, this will really lead them nowhere.
The Palestinian Authority issued a statement condemning the attack. The statement flatly rejected the targeting of civilians, making no distinction between those living in Israel and those in the West Bank. Mustafa Barghouti, head of a medical organization in Ramallah, said the Israeli occupation of 7 of 8 West Bank cities had not succeeded in bringing security to Israelis, but was driving much of the Palestinian population into poverty and despair. Despair was also written on the face of Iris, sitting by a hospital bed clutching the hand of her 2-year-old nephew, Or Chaim Shilon, who was hit by shrapnel. Nearby, his 1-year-old sister, Galia, takes in the excitement with wide eyes. Iris says her sister, Ayelat, was visiting her in Ramat Gan, along with her mother and 3 children. All 5 got on the bus to head back to Emmanuel. Iris glances over at the baby, who couldn't possibly understand that her grandmother and twin sister are missing, and her mother is fighting for her life on the operating table at another hospital. With Israeli troops already occupying much of the West Bank, it was not immediately clear what steps Israel would take in response to the attack, but officials said there would be a response. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kfar Saba.